From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Afghanistan officials say four National Intelligence Agency operatives have been gunned down before deserting to join the Taliban, before insurgents deserted to join the Taliban in the southern Helmand province. A provincial government spokesman confirmed the incident, saying that the Taliban also assaulted a center while the insider attack was underway, sparking fierce clashes with Afghan security officials. A statement from the White House press secretary backed up the assertion that Israel is a staunch ally of the United States and supports its right to defend itself from the Iranian-backed Syrian and militia forces in southern Syria. This follows Israel's attack Saturday on a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria. Israel conducted the airstrikes after anti-aircraft fire downed an Israeli warplane returning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria. Earlier, Israel said it had shot down an Iranian drone launched from Syria after it entered Israeli territory late Friday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Israel's position.
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
The White House statement did urge Iran and its allies to cease provocative actions and work toward regional peace. On Saturday, the U.S. Department of Defense also said that Israel is entitled to protect itself against acts of aggression. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Egypt's military says it has killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counterterrorism operation that was launched last week, targeting terrorist and criminal elements and organizations across the country. Reuters reports an army spokesman said that vehicles, weapons, caches, communication centers, and illegal opium fields were targeted in that sweep. The army said in a televised statement announcing the operation that both the army and police were involved in the comprehensive confrontation. The security operation was focused on the rest of Sinai region, where last year militants attacked a Sufi mosque, killing 311 worshippers. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's invitation to South Korean President Moon Jae-in to visit Pyongyang could complicate the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts to pressure the reclusive communist state to abandon its nuclear weapons program, according to analysts. Kim extended the rare invitation to the South Korean leader through his closest confidant, that's his only sister, Kim Yo-jung, who was visiting to the South as part of the North Korean delegation to the Winter Olympics. Moon said he wanted to create the environment for that to be able to happen, according to the office. A teenager has won the first U.S. medal at the Pyeongchang Olympics, and it's gold. 17-year-old Red Gerard from the state of Colorado in his Olympics debut won the men's slope styling snowboarding competition, then spoke with VOA.
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it all worked out. I was just so happy to land a run and to make it on the podium. I'm ecstatic. I'm so excited.
Norway resident entered the history books, becoming the most decorated female Winter Olympian of all time when she won a silver medal in the 15-kilometer ski-a-thon. It was her 15th medal, 6 gold, 4 silver, and bronze. The U.S. has negotiated a deal to resume the deportation of Cambodians. Many of them arrived as refugees under a controversial resettlement program. A deal between the two governments fell apart last year when Phnom Penh reportedly stopped accepting returnees. U.S. officials retaliated by placing visa sanctions on Ministry of Foreign Affairs officials in September, and now Cambodian officials have agreed to an offer to lift those bans. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has started the second day of his visit to the United Arab Emirates on Sunday by unveiling a model of the first Hindu temple that will be built in the UAE capital of Abu Dhabi, a testament to the stronger ties that both countries seek. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.